Hot on the heels of the Origin Energy announcement of the Eraring power station's early closure, it was announced this morning that there was a hostile takeover bid for AGL by Atlassian founder Mike Cannon-Brookes and Canadian fund manager Brookfield. James Murray has more.
While the goal of net zero carbon emissions by 2050 is still the propelling factor behind the government's environmental and energy policies, the present reality of major coal plant closures puts further pressure on the government to implement their promised renewable energy technologies. Tony Wood, the Energy Program Director at the Grattan Institute, speaks to the nature of Australia's current energy system, as well as how it is morphing to accommodate the increasing use of renewable energies.
Australia has got unusual characteristics. What I mean by that is in terms of energy, we have depended on coal primarily for many, many years indeed because we had so much of it. We've also got a lot of wind and solar resources which we can tap into. But of course, they're not where the people are. And so as we change the system, the sort of investment that we're going to need is going to be mostly in different places. When we think about where you might build wind and solar and even batteries, taking advantage of the existing transmission grid, which is connected to the coal-fired and gas-fired power stations, which will leave the market over time, then that's a good idea.
Tim Hollow, the Executive Director of the Green Institute, reiterates the importance of the change to Australia's power grid, evident through investment into the New South Wales Green Zones in the Hunter and Central Coast region that will host renewable energy production.
The New South Wales government has actually just leapt on this themselves, setting up renewable energy zones and government investing in taking the grid out to those places. There's a couple of ways you can do that. You can simply do the public investment in the grid to ensure that it's taken out there. There will also need to be investment in, you know, the new technologies to manage that variable supply. The most crucial point, in fact, in many ways for the Greens, because that technology stuff is easy actually to implement, the most crucial point is that we make sure that we support the communities through that transition, because there will be places where they've had solid jobs in old industries for generations, and those industries are closing, whether we like it or not. And government really needs to be leading the way, because private companies absolutely won't do this.
Tim goes on to highlight the issue in the hostile AGL takeover bid and the importance of government in managing this transition to renewable energies.
We could, as a nation, wait around for the occasional billionaire riding in on a white charger or in a white Tesla to save the day. But I think most of us actually want to see Australia making solid plans democratically to get out of coal. That's what we fundamentally need to do. We need governments to be taking the lead. It's really clear, and Mike Cannon-Brookes is indicative of this, it's really clear that the market is moving really fast and investors are moving really fast, and public opinion's been on side with this for years. The problem is government is dragging the chain, and we really desperately need government to be managing this transition.
While the government does play an important role in the managing of this transition, Tony Wood explains the issues in having inconsistent interests behind the management of national resources.
What we've got is a bit of a, I think Roy and HT would describe it as a dog's breakfast at the moment, where we've got a mixture of a government and a privately owned businesses, and things like Snowy Hydro, owned by a government, which then competes in the market, recognising the government makes the rules, is a little bit like the Football Commission having its own team on the field. I don't think that's probably the best way to do it. I do think if we really do want to have a government-owned energy industry, then we should make a very clear choice and make sure we explain to the broader community as to what that would mean and how it would be different. In the past, we made the decision for good reason that privatisation and competition was the way to go. What we shouldn't do is get stuck in the middle someplace. My preference, in my view, a well-regulated energy market is the best way to deliver what we want. But if we're going to choose an alternative, let's do it consciously and not do it surreptitiously or fall into it by accident.
Tony Wood, Energy Program Director at the Grattan Institute, ending that report by James Murray.